Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Chagit Atorke, who is the Director of Excavations at the Israel Antiquities Authority, joins us. A very good morning. Thanks for doing this. This is a phenomenal find.
Yes, it is. It was a complete surprise. We thought that all the meaningful remains are on the mound, right to the west of the excavation. And then when we found this huge enterprise, it was a huge surprise and a very good one.
When you say a surprise, what did you think was there? Or what was thought to be there?
We thought there would be squatters, poor people, mm-hmm. houses, maybe a little bit home industry, something, the rim of the settlement. Mm-hmm. We didn't think that would be in the middle of an industrial city.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. For our listeners, can you just give us a sense, what was the Byzantine time period?
Well, we're talking about mainly the 6th and beginning of the 7th century. Yavne was populated by Christians, Jews, of course, Samaritans, and maybe small other populations. We have no idea who operated this industrial site, but we're talking about phenomenal enterprise, maybe combined with a lot of people working together.
Mm-hmm. And what did this factory or this processing plant, what was it likely to have looked like?
Well, first of all, we have five huge wine presses, mm-hmm. for white wine, right. And two extra small ones, also for probably white wine. And we have cellars and warehouses, and we have roads in between them, and we have a water aqueduct. And also, we did find the traces of the wheels, of the cracks of the wheels, that of the carriages that shipped all the jars to the ports of Ashkelon and Gaza, and from there to all over the ancient Middle East. So it's an enormous site. It's like 7 dunams. It's 0.7 hectares.
Incredible. You know what I find so amazing is that we have no idea, and certainly sitting here in South Africa, I'm never going to have an idea, but that it even, that this world of archaeology and the discoveries that we still are making still have the ability to take us by surprise. That's phenomenal and quite exciting.
Yes, it is. Very exciting. It's fortunately not my first surprise in an excavation.
Yes.
That's why I do it.
That's why you love doing this. With this kind of a production, I'm assuming that the wine wasn't simply for the region. It must have been exported, surely.
Well, it was exported because the jars that contain the wine are special jars. They're called Gaza jars. We also find the kilns that made those jars, and also a lot of jars that were broken during firing that we found in huge quantities next to the kilns. And this very, very typical kind of jar we find in excavations all over the ancient Middle East, in Alexandria, in Turkey, in Italy, in Spain, and even as far as London.
Incredible. So this was, and was it, did you mention white wine or was it both?
White wine. White wine. We know by the process of making wine that it had to be white wine, but we also have, historians from that period that are talking about crystal white wine.
Incredible. Absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. What does it mean now? You know, what is traditionally done with this type of a finding? Does this get turned into some form of a museum? Do things get taken? What is the next step here?
Well, the next step is conservatory. People are starting to work to preserve the wine presses, mm-hmm. and fix everything that was broken during ancient times, but not a lot.
Right.
And then in a few years, after the site will be completely recovered, it will be open to the public.
Absolutely incredible. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Just before I let you go, actually, one of the questions from our listeners was, white wine ever used ritualistically, or was it purely just for drinking and enjoyment purposes?
Red wine was used for traditional purposes. White wine was for drinking
and
in feasts and households.